Well, you know, we're pretty concerned, you know, about the incident in Fort Providence, as our heart goes out to them. It's such a difficult thing to experience in a small community with very little capacity, very little funding to be able to, you know, provide those emergency type services to the people when it does arise. There's a lot of issues with lack of housing, lack of job opportunities, and lack of education that's leading to, you know, a lot of these issues with addictions. And, you know, these drug dealers have learned that we're easy prey, and they're preying upon our people. And the message that I'd really like to get out there is that we need to talk about it openly and freely. And there needs to be an NWT-wide discussion on all the issues we're facing with drugs in our communities. I know the bigger centers are dealing with it daily, but we need help in the smaller communities to be able to combat this issue. And so I'd like to call on all the leadership of the NWT, GNWT, and Indigenous governments, Métis governments, to come together and have this very, very frank and open discussion on what we're facing in the community. I think it'd be a good opportunity for leadership to really provide some strong direction for the GNWT and for the federal government to properly come together and attack these issues that we're facing in our community that are slowly just taking away our youth. There's more and more young people dying every year, and we need it to stop.